You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It is mitzvah shkalim. In other words, the Torah tells us that you have to give shkalim in to the base of Mikdash. That mitzvah is done in order to have money by from Nissen. You take the money from Nissen for the whole year to buy any korbanos. In other words, you could technically give it after Nissen, but Nissen, we want a new treasury, nedavas come in. It's not nedavas; it's a chiyuv to give. So Mamela, since you give it Nissen, they usually give it Nissen. The Gemara learns that in Megillah, okay, we'll leave Megillah, but the Chodshei Hashana. So Gemara learns out that which Chodesh, a Chodesh Azelachem is which is Nissen, and Nissen you start giving the Shkalim. So Mamela, you give 30 days notice beforehand in order that people should bring the Shkalim to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so I want to focus on Rabbi Akiva Eiger, on a new Chiddush Halacha that he says. In Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Siman Tes, talks about, everyone knows the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas says that if you have a fun of state tefillahs, a person has to daven two tefillahs, so that's make it realistic, right? You're in shul and you got to go to your friend's Kiddush, she has a Kiddush, so you run out before Musaf, right? Right, you run out before Musaf, you go to Kiddush, you figure you'll chop Musaf in that other place, and they already davened, right? So you go to the Kiddush, you come home in the afternoon, right? You go to shul, I didn't daven Musaf yet, right? That's one way it could happen. Imagine other ways, but so now you have two tefillahs, Musaf and Mincha. So Gemara says there is mismal Mincha, Tadeh she'ein Tadeh, Tadeh Kaidu. It's a Chiddush, we Rishayim said Ra'ah, says a Chiddush, why? Because since the tefillahs is connected, the karbanos, tefillahs connected to midim tiknun, right? And the din is the tamid sheben arbayim is the last one of the day. Who do we have over there? Okay, it's the last one of the day. So, in other words, the Gemara says aleha hashlem kol karbanos. All the karbanos have to be brought up before. What's this? All the karbanos have to be brought up. Before the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, between the Talmud Shashach Ben Abayim, right? Except for the Karban Pesach. So you would think that since it's connected to tefillos, I'm mentioning this because it'll be Nageya. So you'd think that maybe the Musaf should be before Mincha, even though Tadish didn't come out Shmolam. So Kivega there in the Tshuva goes into situations where a person can only do one mitzvah. He only has enough money for a mitzvah, like a shaylas, a lulav, and a sukkah, tefillin, and sitta, whatever it is that might be. So over there, and he says, when he talks about it, he says, maybe a mitzvah that's shava b'koil, that men and women are chayiv, is more important than a mitzvah she'ein a shava b'koil. So he says, lo matzasi. Otherwise, the Chazal would have also said by Musaf that the reason you daven mincha first is because mincha, women are chayiv in mincha, they have to daven, but they're potter from Musaf. Why they potter from Musaf? I know, just first understand. Why should be, what would you think, Tuli? Women are chayiv in tefillah or not? We know the Mishnah says they are. Mishnah says in Brachas Daf Chav, they're chayiv in tefillah. Does that include Musaf, Mincha? Yeah, why not? Why should it include Mincha? It includes the Pashtas. The old woman died. I can't guarantee you, but whatever the, right? The Chafetz Chaim's wife didn't daven all the tefillah. She was busy. Our women, I'm not going to talk. You're all going to have to deal with that yourself. I don't want to get involved. But women are chayv and Mincha, Pashtas. But Musaf not, because they don't give shkolah. What? Yes, so. Kahanim is a machloik. Okay. What? They're not machloik. Okay, so what are you asking?
So, the same thing?
First, let's go. No. This is the Rav Kivega's Chiddush. Okay, so this is Yom Kasha?
No.
You heard it from Moshe Brown. Kivegas, you probably went to. So.
Yeah.
Okay, I figured. So, okay, so but anyway, Kivegas says women are potter from Musaf because they don't have to give shkala. So, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, the Mude'or, Talmud of Chaim Volozhin before it, they ask, Tim Cain, for instance, under 20, right? Yesterday we read, Koloiva, Pkudim, Meben, Esrim, Shona, Mail. Machloikis, Rishon, if that goes on the Machtes, a shekel, without Donim. But Rashi, Rav, many Rishonim hold that when it says in the Mishnah, Katanim, Apot, it means cotton under 20, right? Always remind your children under 20, that's still called Katanim in a certain way, right? But under 20, the Apotas, which come out, that we're asking, Ketanim under 20 should be part of a Muslim, meaning that you can't send up a Shliach Tzibur who's under 20.
They're
Shaykhtu.
When they get older, they're Shaykhtu.
Yeah, but the Maisa right now, okay. But if it's Kigam Musaf, it should be Potter. That's that part. Okay. But a Koponim, and it will come out a big nafkamina. I mean, you have a lot of yeshivas where, you know, on the throughway going to whatever it's called to Lakewood, there's a yeshiva every exit, as far as I understand, right? Maybe they're all in Lakewood now. I know they all have last names. That's all. That's our Goldbergs and Friedmans, and I don't know. I feel bad for them. Whenever a guy tells me, "Where do you learn Friedman?" says that's what yeshiva's name is, or maybe give him a different name. Says they're waiting for a donor. Says it's still Rabbi Friedman, after all, you know. I didn't mean to pick on Friedman, I just common name. But Akoponim, all these yeshivas are basically kids who are 17, 18, 19. Right, so you can't daven. All right, maybe it could be Machalik. They're going to be Sakahakoyan. That means you can't send up a Koyan, Levi. That's a bit, they bring riots from Gemara that at least they used to daven. All right, we'll see. We'll talk about it. But that's the kasha. So I want to say a simple vart that I don't think that's Pshat Rav Kiv Eger. They could even ask such a kasha. We'll explain that in a minute. In Shulchan Aruch, yeah, Rav Kiv Eger brings this. In Chuvas also, he brings it, by the way, B'shem the Psalmim Roish. I've mentioned over the years, I think I mentioned. Psalmim Roish, there was a Yid, Rav Shol, Ben Rav Tzvi Berlin. Rav Tzvi Berlin was big goyin ador, and he had a son named Rav Shol, who must have been a big genius, and he found 392 tshuvas from the Rosh. He called it Psalmim Roish, right? Psalmim Roish. If you look, Gematria comes out 392, but his name, Shol Ben Tzvi, is also 392. And if you look at the tshuvas, some of them have names nobody ever heard of them. Okay, could be. We didn't know these Rishonim. Yeah, the names in Rishonim. And some of them have very strange Piskei Halachas. Just one that stands out in my mind always. They asked him, we spoke about last week, if Shvises Behemtoy, did we mention this? I don't know if you mentioned the Psalm Reish. If Shvises Behemtoy is Noyig, on Yom Tov for that. Is the issa to work with your behem on Yom Tov? So he says, Omer Rabbi Shmuel, you know, he brings Rabbeinu Yishmol, Ben Rabbi, that's a name, a place. Yishmol is not an uncommon name, but the name was not, he said, of course you could do Malach Madich, you could shech them on Yom Tov, you can make them work. Just doesn't sound right, like what's one got to do with the other? So the Chassam Sefer already started calling it, and he wrote the Hagos, Kesed the Arsim, which are genius Hagos. And the Chassam Sefer and many Gdolim after that said, the Chassam Sefer coined it the Kizvei HaRosh, the falsehood of the Rosh. He said it's not a real Sefer. Recently they tined the, there could be tshuvas there that taka from the Rosh, and there are more ways of studying these things. But Rav Kiv Eger quotes it. And Rav Kiv Eger, before his son, I don't know what happened, if they ever spoke to each other about it, Kiv Eger quotes him quite a few times, his Agos and over here, you'll see quotes the Etzem Psalmim Reish, and Chuvas also on this. He brings that the Psalmim Reish says, women are potter from davening Musaf. Now, but listen to how he brings it in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, when he brings it, in Kufvav, the Chuvas Psalmim Reish, some Peitach, Noshim Peturis Mitzvahs Musafim, the Eina Ba Elo Lezecha chiyuv karbonis v'isha lohisa shekelis. Yeah. V'ein lo chelik b'karbonis tzibur. Ela dekvar. Now, does that mean she has no kapara? There's rayas and gemaras Nachum Zember brings that avada was mechapa on the woman too, but they didn't give shkola. Then he says, "Ela kvar nagul l'spal kol dove b'chivah atzim b'chol mitzvahs." That's what he quotes the Psalm of Reish. Like they took upon themselves to listen to shayfer, to take a lulav, and so forth. They took upon themselves to daven mitzvah. Let me just finish. Gam b'chadushay tzlach, and he quotes a tzlach. Tzlach also says women are part of a mitzvah. Half a dick of tzlach. Tzlach is medayked in a teisvus. He says one word in teisvus kol. And he says, you know, what Taisus means to say is that Musa at the beginning of here, fourth pack of brachas. So how to the kazakh? The fourth pack of brachas. Taisus starts off like this. Why does it say Tfilsam? It says Mincha is right after Tfilsam Mincha ad erev. Why does it say Tfilsam Mincha is Koloyan just like Musafin? Why was a makta mincha before Musaf? Mishum shihi tadira, because it's tadir chol yaim. So afish it feels Musaf in koydemis, even though it feels Musaf is tadir, but it's more tadir. Lashon tais shihi tadira b'kol yaim. So Tzach says, what does tais mean b'kol? It means she tadira b'kol. Like kilu, the word yaim is not there. So b'kol means that mincha woman achayev and musaf not, but it doesn't say that. The Tetzin Tais is b'chol yaim. So for many years I didn't know what to, till they came out with Eitzah Chochma. I started looking around what shasim are there that the Eitzah Chochma has. There's an old shas, I don't remember which one it is, and it doesn't say that in Tais. It says b'chol. That was the Tzlach's Gemara. In the new Tzlach's, I think they ask it as a kasha. I don't know. I don't think they realized that there's a shas that says it. So, but what does he say? So listen to this. Tzlach says over there, first I'll tell you the halacha that he says. He says, women are part of a mitzvah, but they could daven it. I'll say, well, yeah, okay, like any other mitzvah. He says, no. Even Sfardisha women can daven it. We know Sfardisha women do not make brachas on lulav, on shayfer, v'chulu, because the Rambam's shita is that women do not make brachas on mitzvahs that they're part of from. But Ashkenazic women go Rabbeinu Tam shita is many places, is that women do make brachas. You can make a bracha. So Tzach says over here, even Sfaradim could do it, to go with the Beis Yosef and the Rambam. Because the whole problem with the Rambam, according to the shita of Rambam, is because how could you say, Asher kitchiv chonu b'im tzayisiv et tzivonu? It's not true. But in davening, you're not saying tzivonu, you're just saying a bracha. That the Rambam will hold not a problem. Because the problem in our Rambam is not making a bracha. The problem is making vitzivonu. That's a sheker. That's what he says. But listen to what the Tzlach says. And Kiva even quotes it. The Kiva says, Gam b'chadush Tzlach kosev, the noshim turis b'fils musmusum, mitam dehevi zman grama. Because it's man grama. Totally different reason. What do you mean because it's man grama? All tefillos is man grama, technically. Right? I mean, the Rambam shita is that it's not Zman Grama because of Davar. Let's leave the Rambam. The Pashas, the Gemara seems to say that Tfila is Zman Grama. How's it Zman Grama? Gavil? Okay. No, let's leave Musaf. Let's first start with Tfila. Let's start with Tfila first. Tfila. I mean, each Tfila. Oh, each Tfila. Shachas is till this. This is till, even if they Shachas al Chatzais. Right? It seems some Yishayinim are Samech on that, but the Yevit at least, right? So, but Shachris is Shachris, Mincha is Mincha. So this goes into a big machloikis, and this is only also in the gay women, again, you know, you'll ask your wives what they do, but Askaras Yitzis Mitzrayim, a woman Chayven Askaras Yitzis Mitzrayim. Why? What? Oh, the chayv you chayv b'yoyim, and you chayv b'layla, right? What? No. Let's leave all your bais nice. No, it's because it's yoyim and it's layla. It's 24 hours a day. right? So next time, listen to Bar Mitzvah Pshetlech about this. What? Each one's a, so the Shagasai says, each one's a separate mitzvah. The one in the day is in the day, and the one in the night, night. But not so poshut. The Magen Avraham says, he's medayik in the Magen Avraham and Hilchas Krishma, that according to Magen Avraham should be. Magen Avraham says in Mufurish, woman, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it and says it should be machmeh. So what do women do? I guess when they eat bread at night and they bench, right? I don't know if that's too good in this country, right? I don't know. Ask them. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you. Mishnah Berurah is machmeh. He says women should be masking since Mitzrayim. So if they don't daven ma'ariv, which was women don't, it's a problem. I don't know. I don't know what to say. But kaponim, so it depends on this. So let's go push it. It says man grama, especially if you say there's a half hour from 12 to 12:30, you can't daven, not mincha, and you can't daven. So it's limited in time. Since it's limited in time, so why woman chayav? So Gemara says, dafchav, rachamei ninu. It's rachamim. Tefillah is rachamim. And nashim boy rachamim. You're asking, right? You're mebeitzach, you're panasom, this. Would he ask for nachas from children?
Probably
the best left. No, I'm talking about davening. Benching lift is not davening. So I once saw in the Ritzina, the Ritzina, the Gershon Hainach, he says, Allah tzaddikim v'chassidim. He says, man the dochel rabbanim, man the Gemara says, if you're mechabit tamid chacham, you're mechabit, you have sons tamid chacham. So that's weird to be mechabit, he says, right? Interesting. But okay, it's a takapella. There's no way we ask be'etzim to have son, to have children, erlecha children. But a kaponim, so it's rachamim nino, women achaya. Oh, let's take a step further. The Mele says the tzlach like this. Tosis himself and the Rishonim say that even though there's a din of tashlumin by tefillah, right? The Gemara in Chavav says, why is there a din tashlumin? L'chayra, the din is, if it's keneged karbonis, karbonis have no tashlumin, over zmanoi, but karbono, you can't make it up, right? But the Gemara says, basically the reason is, because it's rachman. The Gemara says, even the tzlus of rachman, you call aimless the boy matzah ba'oz. Right? The Gemara's a shayla, if you miss mincha, can you make it up the next day, ma'ariv? In shachus, you know, you make up by mincha. Right, Meirav, you make up by your shachas. What about from one day to another? Do you say ofres manoi, ofer yoimoi, karbana to shach? What the Gemara means, but this up is the day is more important than zmana. But we know, as far as tmidin, there's no such thing. You can't make up the tamid shuben abayim the next day, and you can't make up the shacha the next the afternoon. Send them a message, please. So. The reason is rachamim. So therefore, Tosfos says that Musaf does not have tashlumin. Because Musaf, what's distinct about Musaf? Musaf is, you say the etzem karbonis. By the other ones is keneged, right? They're parallel to the karbonis. But they're not the carbon itself. You don't mention a word about the carbon in the tefillah itself. You don't say anything. In Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Musaf Shabbos, Musaf Yom, we mention the karbanos. What karbanos? Can you send it us?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
You don't, but Musaf, you mention karbanos itself. Therefore, Tosfos says, Ela Mishum, Lo Tikum Shavu Brach Shom Musaf, El Mishum Nishalma Params Fasenu. Ubeze vadai overs manoi batl karbonai. Avashar tfilis derachamen ninhu velavai shispal odem koli and kula. Ain kan overs mano batfila acheris. Okay? Whatever the machalik is showing, we pass in only the next tfila, but doesn't matter. That's what they gave you tashlumen. Masha ain came, Musaf does not take tashlumen, Benny Yaina goes a little more into it. Just Maima Muzga, parenthetically, beautiful verse from Bevut, I think it's in Pesach. Minig Ashken Asvard is to say Shir Shul Yom after the Shachris, right? Let's say on Shabbos or Shredish. minig Ashkenaz is to say it after Musaf. So the Orcha Shulchan asks, minig Tzvarad is right. You say the Shir Shel Yom is said after the Tomash Shacha. What are you waiting for Musaf for? Yes, Vesepis. That's his kasha. Vutna brings the kasha. He doesn't bring B'shem Achshon, just as a kasha. So it's very nice. Because Minhag HaSfarad holds that since Musaf is directly about Karbonis, they will masmich the Shir Shel Yom on a tefillah that has to do with Karbonis. So even though every day, okay, you say it after Shachas because that's all you daven. But on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, on Yom Tov, since you have the Tumit, you have the Musaf and you say it. But a Karbonim, oh, so that's what the Tzlach says. He says women should really be potter because it's man grama, right? But lamaisa is that since it's rachamim dechayv, but you don't have that reason for musaf, and therefore musaf goes back to zman grama. So if Kibek is bringing really a tzlach, which says it seems to see a different reason because it's a zman grama. Okay, so I want to say that the two go together, and that's why Kibek didn't say Tzlach wrote for different time. He brings the Tzlach, like Kakilu, it goes together with what he's saying. What's the Shaykh? It's very posh. Let's talk about Shkolim for a second, right? What are Shkolim? Shkolim are there to buy all the needs of the Karbonis, right? All the needs of the Karbonis, right? Now, Lamashal Tosfos in Kedushin says that all the Avodas, women are part of from. Right, even if there's zara be kosher, right, in certain things, but a woman couldn't do. A woman's not chayv in it because it's a zman grama b'yom tzavasa, right? B'yom tzavasa. It says b'yom v'lo. No, you do the avoid the b'yom v'lo b'layis. It's a zman grama. In fact, Taisa kasha, right? We know the Gemara in a few places says noshim soimchis gabe smicha. So the Gemara says women are parted from smicha. Smicha and their kabbalas. Right, certain kabbalas need smicha. Women are part of why? Because it says bnei Yisrael, v'lo bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael saimchin, v'ein bnei Yisrael saimchus. Right. So that was the first machloikus in history that there was machloikus whether you could be saimach or you do smicha and yom tov and so forth. What? Avoid the bekachim. Right, that's the problem. So memela. The women are potter because they're potter. In fact, Tais says, what do you mean? They're potter because it's a zman grama. That's Tais's kasha. So Tais says, because it's hukash teshchita and a woman is kasha teshchita, so you think she's chayvin smicha, but Tais calls it a zman grama. Smicha is a zman grama. Okay, so now, let me ask you a question. Chas v'shalom, you know, there's a pandemic, right? And if they say in a pandemic, there's inflation. I think there is, right? Probably. Is it efficient? Is not? No? Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Okay, that I didn't know. But okay, but things, you know, let's say things go up or people don't have money, right? So what happens? All of a sudden you realize let's say one year you don't have enough money in the shkolim to buy kabanas, to buy things that you need for the basement. What do? You do like every good yeshiva does. You make a appeal. What do you mean? You make a campaign, exactly. I never heard, maybe historically there was the place to fish, that's not the gear. But you make a campaign. Okay, do you force the people to give? 100%, the mechuyev to give. Do you force kahanim?
Yes.
What?
That's the
I can't hear.
Yes.
Who's speaking?
Sam.
Sam, they're what?
You do force them. This is where they come in and are required.
This is what, Sam, I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
Pardon me, yes, I believe they do get.
You should, why not? The fact that they're potter from Shkolim or under 20 doesn't mean that they're potter from the Karbonis. I want to know, would you force an Isha to give? That I could hear not. And I found the Stipler says this. I said this many years ago, and I found the Stipler, I think Menachas says this, that you would not force a woman to do because the pshat is, it's called Zman Grama. Korbanos are called Zman Grama. They're potter. They're taka potter. So they're potter. Oh.
She gets a ritzoy.
Avada, she has kapara. It's mechapra on her. Okay. But she's not mechuyev in it. The kapara is done for class. That you're right. Like I said, Rav Menachem Zember brings quite a few. Gemara is in a mashup pashas. The woman avada have a ritzoy. Avada have kapara from kabbana. So it's this carbon Rosh Chodesh is mechapan tumas mikdash kedoshim. It's mechapan them too, but they're not mechuyev in it. So memela, the pshat is azoy. You, the Rav Kivega is bothered like this. Ain't a charam mitzvah man grama. But if a woman would be shoykel, what would that tell us? That they're chayiv in it. If the Torah, you know, this is a mitzvah, you can't just say, oh, it's a gzeres hakos who gives shkom, but you have nothing to do with the mitzvah. Pashas, just dugma ba'alma. If a woman is part, like the chinuch says, if a woman is part of from fighting a malek, she's part of from reading Parsha Zachar, goes together. Okay, yesh makom l'chalik. But the point is, you see, certain mitzvahs are intertwined, right? If a woman would be chayiv to give shkolim, the pshat would be is they're chayiv in the karbonis. So he's saying like this, the Vicky Vega. The real ptur is zman grama. Therefore, under 20 is not negeya. Therefore, kahanim is not negeya. They're chayiv, right? They're chayiv. Either potter from shkolim, that's exactly the cost of the potter from shkolim, right? But avada the chayiv in karbonis. Masha enkin and isha to hurts his man grama. If the Rav Kivega says if they would have to give shkolim, that would be right at the chayiv, even though it's his man grama. The fact that their potter is means it's a straight man grama, like the Slach says. Therefore, you can't tie a 20-year-old a kohen and so forth. That I think is pshat Rav Kivega. So I want to be ma'ira the following. It wouldn't be my own to follow. The Rambam. I think we've done it over the years, but let's just see this Rambam. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchira. It's coming this week's parsha. Okay. Perk Aleph and Beis HaBchira Loch Yud Beis. Ein boinin es amikdash belayla. Shenema u b'yoyim hakem es amishkin b'yoyim. That's a Gemara. Gemara in Shavuos. You build the Beis HaMikdash b'yoyim v'lo belayla. V'oiskin b'binyin ma'loysa shachat seysa kochom. Everybody has to help. What does that mean? What do you do to make the base of Mikdash? Well, I don't know how to put it in bricks. What am I supposed to do? I give money, right? Or, you know, I tell a guy, and it doesn't look straight, put it to this. I don't know, whatever, everybody. One guy does this, one guy does, right? The Ramban says, this week's Parsha. Afilu b'machshava, right? That's a lot of people are very good when it comes to that, right? You know, I would have done it differently than you. Suggestions, exactly. Suggestions. They're called the Schwitzer. You work hard, and I Schwitz. But kol chayavon living as this, but some my name, anoshim v'noshim kem mikdash hamidbar. Yeah. So the Ketzer Mishnah says, you look at the psukim, the ksiva yavo at the end, yavo anoshim al anoshim, the ksiva yasu kol. So women are chayv. The Welt, I mean, they bring from many achrayim. It's a zman grama. It's only b'yom u'b'layla, right? What do you say?
It's a chovas tzibur.
Oh, so one. So that would be not like
tzibur.
So Meir saying it froze. It looks like. Oh, it's gone. Fine. It's fine. Fine. Rameh is saying the two Evans teretz agabe toisus is kasha by smicha, right? Same thing toisus asks in kedushin. Why do you need a pasuk that women are potter from mila? It's as man grama because why? Totally, why is mila's man grama? Oh, so that the rishonim answer that's not a kasha. They have different teretz. Taisus doesn't say what I'm going to say, but this is such a geshmak at Taras, the Arzurus, the Rishash, the Mechavan. Because there's no day you don't do it. It's the eighth day in relationship to the kid, but it's 365 a year. That could be not called Zman Grama. Zman Grama is a Rishash. I can't do the mitzvah now because it's not Rosh Hashanah. I can't do mitzvah now because it's not Sukkot. I can do the mitzvah. Copy this kid, I have to wait 8 days. Maybe that's not called Zman Grama. But all the Rishayim have a Taras. Taisus Kash is nighttime. What about nighttime? Right? So the same thing with, oh, so comes along, so Rameo has been saying the two heaven. Two heaven says that's different. Why? There's certain, let's take lulav. What makes you chayv in lulav? What makes you chayv in shofar? The zman. What makes you chayv in tefillin today? Let's say you hold it in the day, not at night. The day is machayv, or the week is machayv, you know, meaning the days of the week, right? If you hold your chayv at night. Today, right now, it's machayv. I'm not talking about if you have to wear tefillin the whole day. You don't have to wear tefillin the whole day, right? So you do the grow war tefillin the whole day. And when they ask him, why don't you put on Rabbeinu Tam, one of his turrets and walls, because it takes away from Rashi. Poshut, right? It takes away from Rashi. I have to wear tefillin. But those of us who don't, so it's a minig now, many people wear Rabbeinu Tam, okay? Even though years ago, Shulchan Aruch wrote that's only Anoshim, Chassidim, this and that, but now it became, to wear Rabbeinu Tam is not, even people not Baal Madreig is there. But then the Grand had other reasons. He says you can have 64 types of tefillin, he figured out. Back upon him. So that's what mechayv the day. The reason I'm chayv today is not because I didn't put on Friday, because I did, even whether I did, whether I didn't, I'm chayv today. So the day is mechayv. Rosh Hashanah is mechayv me to blow shofar, whether I blew last year or not. But what's mechayv me to mal this kid? Or what's mechayv me to do smicha? What's the mechayv me? What's mechayv me is because the kid didn't have a bris mila yet. Right? If I do a bris mila today, then I don't have to do tomorrow, obviously. He's gemaled already. So the pshat is, the chiv is there all the time. It's just puzzle at night, which you have to go, so the base of mikdash too, it's not a din that every day I have to build a base of mikdash. So then I built the base of mikdash. I was going to the mitzvah already. The next day is not mechayiv me. It's just, when do you do it? During the day. So two different times, Lila and these type of mitzvahs is just a hefsik. But it's not the pshat is the next day's machayv. What's machayv is the child. What's machayv is the carbon. What's machayv is that you need a base of mikdash. So could be the Rama holds that sakol's mangra. That's one teretz. That's a good teretz. Another teretz, they say b'shem Rab Chaim. I don't know. I've never seen it printed, but they say it over. I've saw it in, I think, Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlow's Pirish on Rabbi Sadyu Gamer. Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlow was a married, I don't know if you know, you heard of him. Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlow, I knew people that got brachas from him. And he was a businessman, not stam a businessman, a wealthy businessman. He locked himself in a room for 16 years and he wrote his magnum opus. He didn't dive with a minion. His room was open, his windows open to shul next door, and used to hear Kiyas Shoy from there. He didn't go out at all. 16 years he sat. In one volume he writes, I didn't see, Rabbi Yonason told me, I have to look for it. And he says, this volume is not written so well. My business went down. I don't know what business he had. When he came to Yerushalayim, he walked into Batei Machzor where Chaim Zonnefeld was. Chaim Zonnefeld got up, and you got to realize that Chaim Zonnefeld didn't know how he looked. Right? When they showed him a picture of himself, he had no clue who he was. He right away ran over him, gave him his chair. It was in his 70s. I know people saw him then. And he asked him what he was in 70. He was an alman. He says, what do you need? I was by his cave. I saw his cave. He said, I need a bed to sleep on. And one meal a day. Person that said one meal a day. I saw his library. Thousands of Sfarim. Mendel Kasher. Right? The same, you know, Dennis, right? So Mendel Kasher, he writes about it, Mendel Kasher. In 1937, 39, whenever he was Nifta, I don't remember. Mendel Kasher was from Varsha. He was from Varsha. He was not a Hasidic. He was a Varsha, but he was known. So Mendel Kasher saw his son. What are you doing here? He says, we came to take our father's library back to Europe, to Poland. He says, we try to sell it. The Yerushalmis are giving us a very hard time. They're trying to get deals. So how much are you looking for? He told me he didn't have the money. He said he scrounged, borrowed here, borrowed there. He saved his life. Otherwise, it would have been totally destroyed. Every sefer I saw is full of ghosts. Every sefer has footnotes on it. He was a meidik mensch. So he says this svara. He says like this: the din of zman grama is limited to mitzvahs that are on a prat, on an individual. I have to blow shofar. I see an aveda v'chulu v'chulu. The mitzvahs that are on the klal, like building a base of mikdash, he says that's not called. That's called my grammar, but it doesn't fall into the category that women are part. The women are part of its sibur. And since they're part of the tzibur, whatever the tzibur is chayven, that would they're chayven too. So it would come out like this. According to his pshat, it's not so posh what we're saying, the women are potter from karbonis. Even though karbonis is man groma, even though without even the Torah ever would be moed to that, because that's not, it's, every day there's a carbon, and it's only during the day. But since it's a mitzvah on the tzibur, when would be chayv? So it really would depend on this nekuda. So maybe the next time we'll go into this nekuda also about... Anything that has to do with the tzibur, exactly. If you learn that's pshat in the Rambam. Reb Meir Shmulevitz, I don't know if you heard, Reb Chaim's son, he's married like a genius. So his shver, I once gave a shir, you know, I was the Pesach, I used to visit to see my children. For a few years we went Pesach. So they asked me to speak Pesach by night in Ashkenaz and Matistov, that's my kids used to live. So I said over something from Ruchem Fischl, something. So he came over me, his shver, very dikatam chochem, Rav in Haifa, Dayan, and he said that that sefer doesn't leave my desk. He says, besides the fact that I got a bracha for Arichas Yamu from him, he was his 90s then, his mind was clear. He says, I got a bracha from him. Baruch Hashem, it's a still, but Tala de Gazach, a man, a businessman, sat and wrote 16 years. He didn't leave his room till he finished. What is the sefer on? A poem of Reb Sadia Gaon, which is probably one page long. And he was missing thousands of, it's like 3,000-4,000 pages, the sefer. And now they redid it, so it should be more easier, user-friendly, as they say nowadays, easier to find. But he wrote it, it's off the phone. My shver told me when in America, when they printed MP Press, I don't know what it was, this shas is called the MP, Mendy Pollack's father, Mendy Pollack's father.
Achim
Pollack.
What?
Yeah, right, the Pollack brothers, right. So Mendy Pollack, you know, from Queens. What?
Tully Pollack and his son, he was
among the guests. I don't know. Mendy was together with me in Yeshiva. So when they printed it, my shver told me, Zundel also told me that there was. I don't know if any of you remember Zundel with the van. What? The station wagon. Not van. Those things van wagon. Zundel used to go around with a van to yeshivas and sell, put in his little notebook. He says people own thousands of dollars out of yom. So he said when the Pollack brothers put it out, Achim Pollack. He says, Rob Aaron ran to get the sefer. He says, I need that sefer. It's not a yeshivish star, but the bekiyas and his questions is huffable.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.